This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're attending a spoken word show.
Woman! Whoa, man! Whoa, man! She was a thief, you gotta believe. She stole my heart and my cat.
No, not that kind of show. Although I must admit, Mike Myers was about the full extent of my spoken word experience before this. Nora Herzog, on the other hand, has been performing spoken word for about a year now. She's always enjoyed writing poetry, but could never find a good way to share it.
Oh, first of all, I can't sing, so band's kind of out of the question.
But then Herzog, a junior in high school, saw a friend of hers perform spoken word at a school talent show.
He made me cry.
The poem was about a girl whose mom had just died and was dealing with a lot of depression.
It's just a very powerful and moving poem, and I was going through a rough time personally when I heard that poem, and it really helped me a lot, and I thought maybe I could do that for other people.
So she started exploring the art of spoken word, and what she quickly found out was that she was able to combine one of her other passions with her poetry, acting.
When I see people perform, I feel like it touches people in a way that just words by themselves can't do. And so when you take good words and you add them with good actions, I think you get an effect that's stronger than either one.
And Herzog's effect hasn't just been on her audience. She says it's made her more confident.
I used to be really nervous around people I didn't know, and I developed like a nervous stutter and kind of like a whispery voice.
And now?
I've been compared by three different people to Galadriel in the scene from Lord of the Rings where she's offered the ring and she's like, I will be more great and more terrible. And I kind of like that image, so I try and play it up.
We can expect some of that tonight.
I hope so. This is one of my favorite poems where I get to be all crazy. So
tonight's show is a competition put on by the group Brave New Alaskan Voices. The winner will move on to a quarterfinal competition, which will then determine a team to head to Philadelphia later this year for a national competition. Herzog has already won her way into the quarterfinals, so tonight she'll be the sacrificial poet.
You know how when you start a contest, the first person's always, like, if you're scored on a scale of 1 to 10, the first person always scores, like, 7s and 8s, because none of the judges want to score them too high in case everyone else is way better. No one wants to score them too low in case they're the best thing that's there. So the sacrificial poet, I think, is supposed to get rid of some of that.
Herzog will be scored even though she isn't technically competing. The judges will simply use her performance as a measuring stick and a scoring warm-up.
We have two rules as far as judging goes, and one of them is you can't know anyone who's competing, and the second one is you can't be an English teacher. Then we want people judging on the performance and what they feel.
No English teachers, that's such a strange rule.
We worry that English teachers might overanalyze a poem.
Tonight, Herzog has chosen to perform her poem titled Devil's Practice.
Please put your hands together for Nora Herzog.
This is the part where we teach them about the 3-2-1 speak poet. We start every poem by saying 3-2-1, then everyone says speak poet, and then the poet can start. It lets the poet know that the audience is ready to hear whatever it is they have to say.
3-2-1.
Speak, poet!
I am a carnival house of lost souls. All those bits and pieces your mind has lost track of, I am the refuge. Let me hypnotize the devil inside you. Maybe then you'll let me play God, spreading ribs with angel wings. I am the reason they call it the celestial conspiracy.
Herzog's poem lasts about 3 minutes and keeps the audience quiet and engaged, maybe even a little scared.
To fit in your palm's breath. Dying in death, hellish pain, and no gain. I'm not a monster. I'm only playing God with your devils. It's just practice.
She receives an average score of 8.5 from the judges, which I think is great. She isn't thrilled, though.
That was an unusually low score for me, but because that's my job as a sacrificial poet is to get all those low scores, I don't really mind.
She thinks one of the reasons for her score is the poem's abstract nature.
That's not necessarily a particularly emotional poem. It's more a powerful poem. I'm still trying to figure out what I wrote it about.
Herzog's still not sure if she'll be using Devil's Practice in her quarterfinal performance or something more accessible. But for tonight, she's managed to satisfy the only judge that matters.
I'm happy with that performance.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see a performance of Herzog's poem or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.